You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, hello. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwakwutlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the App Store or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. I am your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corianna. Sorry, we're having a middle.
This is our third open mic, and we are super ready to give you guys a lot of good music today.
Yes, we are very excited. We have a couple indie songs, and some. We have this one artist that we're very excited to play, so keep in touch. Keep in touch for it later on.
Okay, listen to...
We're so sorry. I don't know why we're laughing so much, but we're going to just jump straight into it.
We're just a little hyper today, guys. We're sorry, that's all. We just need to recollect ourselves. Okay, the first song you're going to listen to is Pacific Coast Highway. Bye. Bye. Jolie Lane. Thank you for bearing with us. We are so sorry. Once again.
So okay. Sorry.
Back to the West, where everyone's young. We'll have nothing to do but get high and ride into the sun. I've been away so long, swallowing cold and dumb, spitting up useless. Just don't make it safe. I'm ready to die. I'm lighting a fire and I'm calling it destiny. There isn't a right and there isn't a wrong for me. I'm finding my way back. Pacific Coast Highway.
If I had waited, nothing would have happened, nothing would have gone.
Hello there, welcome back. You just heard Should I by Sir Chloe from her album I Am the Dog. And next up, you'll be hearing Propaganda by the artists Salami Rose, Joe Luis. So we hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Corianna.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. You just heard Bad Way by White Lung, which is actually a local Vancouver band who unfortunately is not together anymore. Otherwise, would love to see them live because it's pretty good music, yeah.
Yeah, great song. We just have some news for you, so we have a little news update. So, some research that we've been doing. So, we've read a little bit about the BC Minister of Education and their new phone restriction laws for schools. Mm-hmm. So, what do you know about it, Stella?
Well, my sister brought it up the other day at dinner and was like, okay, have you heard about this? And I had no idea, but after doing my research, I have now found out, like, it's still pretty, like, broad in general, but they're trying to disallow, like, using the phone in a classroom just in general now.
Is it leaving phones in bags or classroom doors? That I think that's what they're doing.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, starting September 2024, so that will be the end of this till the end of this year a bit. So hopefully, I wonder if it will work out. Like, how are they going to enforce these things, especially?
Definitely, like, with the question of, I don't know how it goes in schools with private property, but when I was in high school, some teachers would take it, you know, upon themselves to kind of enforce this anti-phone rule, where they would actually, like, take someone's phone who's using it in class and keep it maybe even overnight, which seems like there'd be a lot of upset about that, because you can only really enforce a rule while the person is in class.
Right, yeah, and you can't really keep it overnight because that's not on school
time. I think that was potentially illegal. I don't know, but there's, like, people were upset about that, so I think also there's probably the issue of, like, getting an important call or something during class time that you need your phone for,
but,
or...
Yeah, the thing is, because back in the old days, but back in the, like, 70s, 80s, 90s, students went to school and they didn't have cell phones, so...
Yeah, they're definitely not necessary.
It's not necessary as much now to have cell phones on you, and, yeah, it must be, and especially with cell phones being all, like, an all-in-one technology now, you can go on Instagram or social media, and it's extremely distracting in classrooms, so I see why they implemented it, but, yeah, just tricky situation with...
Yeah, because I think also with, like, the school board or just the education system in general, it's kind of a battle between, being completely anti-technology or trying to adopt some of it into your, like your lectures or just classrooms with...
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I had a lecture where it was about ChatGPT for my communications course and just how it could be useful or how not to use it, and, like, that kind of education... is also done, but then it's like you're kind of in the middle of it, but then on either side, I don't know, it's kind of confusing.
It's a bit
to
of a
navigate.
Clash, yeah, because especially with ChatGPT in classrooms too, it's very easy to cheat on anything, but you can also use it to help just spark new ideas and things like that. And I don't know how much they use ChatGPT in elementary schools or middle schools, but I'm going to assume that they do use it or have, like, some capacity of knowing how to use it. So it's just a way of, I think it's up to each school and how they deal with this. So very interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our little news update for this segment. So we'll probably, we're going to go back to the music now. So let me just...
The next song that we're going to play is Fever in My Heart by Julia Julia.
Hope you enjoy.
I'm not afraid to
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Corianna.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And welcome to our third open mic again.
The song that you just heard was Terminal by Marcy, and the song you heard before that was Out of Your League by Blood Orange featuring Steve Lacy.
Very good song. Very good song.
Top tier song, mm-hmm. One could say. So yeah, welcome back everyone. We were just talking before this break about our regrets. So we were figuring, hey, anyone who's listening might want to know about our regrets.
Mm-hmm. And if you, anyone out there as well, have any regrets at all, as we all do. But yeah, we were talking specifically about university major choices. So I think, yeah, you were in undecided psychology.
Yeah.
But what would you do instead?
I feel like it's maybe not like a me problem, like that I could have done anything differently, mm-hmm. but it's more just I regret I didn't take more courses to figure out what I wanted and taken more time just to like explore all the different courses there are out there, like every intro course basically. But I mean, with money, it's kind of like you can't do that. You have to choose
the one,
you know,
the ones financially that sound, you can't really go for everything, but
and only like the ones that you're like, okay, I want to try intro to English or intro to art history or something. Like I did intro to art history, I really liked it, but there's no other courses that really are like that, because you don't like there's a lot of very specific courses that don't have much more to them in terms of other courses, so it's like it's just difficult for sure.
I hear what you mean. I chose health sciences like as soon as I got to university, mm-hmm. but it was either between that or economics, which was I don't know. I don't think I had the personality for economics.
Economics personality course?
I feel like a very straight edge kind of person, and mm-hmm. not that I think I'm pretty straight edge, but I think I'm a bit too creative, and not to like toot my own horn, but like caring, because like I'd rather be doing something that's more meaningful in health sciences or helping others. But I don't know, sometimes I'm still like, should I have done that? It's just kind of a wishy-washy.
For you, does like money kind of play into it? Like, oh, if you have a job in health sciences,
that's
kind of more set up.
What I'm thinking, because especially with these biology majors or health sciences, medical sciences, they all usually have the highest paying options for physicians and doctors and all those top jobs. And I don't really want to go to med school personally, just of my life plans. And I'd rather do graduate school or something else and then try to enjoy life a bit, because I don't think I have like the straight mentality to do that. And especially there's very high burnout in healthcare, and I don't really feel like burning out as a doctor 5 years into the career, not being like, oh no, this is, what else do I do? So
yeah
but I've had more regrets in other aspects in my life.
Okay, so. Perfect. Yeah, let's hear about them.
Not perfect, but there was one when I was younger. I quit taekwondo, and I don't know,
whoa, you're a quitter, huh?
I am a quitter. I had a very big quitter mentality when I was younger. I quit a lot of stuff. If I wasn't good at it first try, I'd quit.
Oh yeah, me too. Definitely. Yeah. That's such a big problem for me as well.
Yeah, it's hurt me right now actually, because
you need taekwondo.
Still hurting. Not just taekwondo.
Okay.
But I took math courses in high school, and there was courses that were pre-calculus 12 in high school and foundations 12, and you had the option to go into either. And so I chose pre-calc 12 to begin with. And I got a 60 on one test, and I thought, I'm done. Like,
it's over.
Right.
There's no coming back from that.
And I've done that a lot, especially, and I've definitely strayed away from, like, physics and chemistry before, and just anything, like, competition. I hated competition. I didn't want to fail. I didn't want to become last. I was like, nope, not even going to do it. And I missed out on a lot, and especially now in university, I've had to take a lot of catch-up courses, and I've definitely failed a bunch of classes now. So,
but now there's no other option. You just have to keep going for university.
I know, you just have to keep going. But yeah, my biggest regret was just not failing enough. I feel like I just have to fail more. So,
I feel that. I understand that for sure. I feel like I've done that. I don't know about you guys, but it's really hard to get started